So, good morning. Welcome to Free Range Radio and As the Worm Turns. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, out there starting to dig a little bit.
Are you? I did a little bit myself yesterday.
Good. Good, yeah. Yeah. So, what I was working on was digging the grass out of a bed. It grows in from the sides, but I have a type of garlic that you plant in the spring. Okay. And so that's what I was... That bed is now raked out and ready to plant.
And what kind of garlic is that? Because most garlic you plant in the fall, correct?
It is. It's called, what is it? It's called Silver Rose, and I think they're called, that's the variety I have, and I think they're the Silver Skins.
Okay.
I think that's what they're called if you're looking in catalogs.
Okay.
You can plant them in the spring, and what's nice about these is these store the longest.
Oh, okay. Does that have anything to do with it not overwintering?
Possibly. I haven't read up that much on it.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, I've just started eating this garlic.
Okay.
In my own my stuff that I stored.
And so, in your experience, does it mature and come along at the same rate that fall planted garlic?
It will be harvested a week after the fall planted garlic.
Okay, so it's a fast grower.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
it doesn't get huge, but it's fresh garlic.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll, it looks like on the planting calendar, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, and a little bit of Wednesday are all root days.
Okay.
So that's I'll be planting it sometime in that thing. Oh, I forgot to write down one thing. I just saw it. Also, I'm going to prep a bed and plant early greens. So lettuce, spinach, cilantro, parsley, dill.
Arugula?
I can't stand arugula, but yes, you could do arugula.
If you liked arugula.
Arugula, for me, stinks.
Okay.
I like arugula when it's planted for a fall crop because the days are getting shorter and it gets a nice chill on it.
Uh-huh.
It sweetens it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like that spiciness?
Yeah, the spiciness is a little bit too much for me.
Okay.
Especially in the middle of summertime.
Sure.
It's really pretty strong. But there's probably many other greens that can be planted this early. Some of the mustard, I bet just some of the bok choys and things like that can be planted out. I don't do carrots or beets. They don't really, unless you're willing to cover them for a hard frost.
Okay.
The seedlings, then I don't do it yet.
All right. So if you want to tend to them, you can go ahead and plant them now.
Yes. Yeah, you could go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see, what else? Pruning. I've done all the pruning. The peaches are all done, except for the grapes, which will be the first, second week of April, and raspberries. And I wait on the raspberries until I can see where they've leafed out.
And then which do you prune out? The old canes, right?
This time of year, there's the two varieties I have. I think one's called the Everbear, and that you just prune down in the fall and let it grow come spring. So there's no pruning there, but it's the other kind. And I tip them once I see where they've come out, you know, the winter kill, and then I'll thin them a little bit, you know, maybe every 7 inches.
And those were the ones that bear first?
Yeah, they bear first. And then after they bear, say June, July, those canes get cut out. Those are the old canes you're talking about.
Oh, okay. So you're much more on top of it.
yeah. And there's the possibility that the new shoots that have come up, that's why you thin a little bit, the new shoots that come up, they will bloom, and if it's a long enough season, they will also bear a fall crop.
Okay.
So, and last year I did have a fall crop off of those guys. And what else? I'll start making compost. Hopefully I'll get some manure today and do that. And then, not quite yet, but in the next couple weeks, I'm going to dig up my trench of produce that I still have buried out there. And I set aside beets, daikons, and carrots. And I also have onions in a different place. And those are going to be set out for seed.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the... And that'll probably be done in the next couple of weeks. And I'll do that actually on a fruit day because I want seed. When you're growing things for seed, it's planted on a fruit day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, because you're wanting it to bear the fruit of the seed.
Yeah, the fruit
Got
of the
it.
Plant. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the only other one I'm doing is I'll be doing black-seeded Simpson. I'll be planting that out for seed. That's amazing how
the
long.
Lettuce, that's a lettuce,
that's
isn't
that's
it?
That's a lettuce, excuse me. Black-seeded Simpson lettuce. And lettuce actually takes a long time to mature seed. And if I plant it to the next week or so, I really won't be harvesting seed off of that until September.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even though it goes, lots of times lettuce just goes to, seemingly
bolts.
Goes to bolts. Yeah, bolts. But to mature that seed, it takes quite a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. So just one question backing up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
With the raspberries, when you're thinning them, do you have a space? You know, are you giving them X amount of space between canes? How are you discerning
seven,
that?
7 inches.
7 inches between canes?
Yeah, 7 inches between canes.
And then sometimes those canes grow in clusters.
Yeah. So
right.
You would, so you thin out the weakest ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, 7 inches. And the only other thing I'm going to do as far as on the list right now is I'm going to be planting some spring grain. So maybe spring plant grain. So I might do kamut, I might do oats, might do Tibetan barley, something like that. And that's planted on a fruit day also, which is next, what does it look here? Looks like Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are fruit days.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I've been online before. I know you don't really go digital very often,
mm-hmm.
Lance, but I am quite certain you can, our listeners, if they don't have the biodynamic calendar, planting calendar, that's
mm-hmm.
what it's called, right? Biodynamic
yeah.
planting calendar. You can access that online, so you can look at those dates and have a resource to get to those. So.
Yeah, it's the North American Maria Fund Biodynamic Calendar.
Okay, great.
That's what it is. And, so I'm trying to think if there's anything else here. When I was on my trip, I actually did listen to the first show with you guys, with Dawn and Daphne,
uh-huh.
and I thought that was very nice.
Yes, we really appreciated them filling in for you.
Yeah.
All right, well, as always, Lance, we really appreciate your time and openness and sharing your knowledge and information with us. I want to remind listeners that the shows are archived on KVNF.org underneath the short features of As the Worm Turns, so you can go back, and that's been happening about a year now, so there's a year's worth of programming there. And in addition, you can also leave your comments there for any questions you might have, and also please don't hesitate to call here 527-4868 if you have questions, and we'll make sure that they get to Lance and he can answer them next time he is on the air.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day.
You too. Thanks,
right.
Lance.
Bye.
Bye.